America's jobs are leaving our shores in record numbers. Thanks to the ingenuity and all-American know-how of corporate leaders, every time an American factory disappears, a red-blooded American CEO gets a great big bonus.
Get out! Don't let the factory gate hit you in the ass!
If you're an unemployed part of America's increasingly useless workforce, what can you do? Not much. Unless you call on JobQuest International and outsource yourself. Your skills are needed overseas, where America's corporations can't find enough qualified people to work for the lousy pay they're offering. At JobQuest International, we'll provide you with a passport to a Pacific Rim country, then provide you with 2 days of intensive training. You'll learn how to live on the $3 a week you'll be paid for working 80 hours 7 days a week. It may not sound like a lot, but $3 can be a princely sum for anyone who lives in a tin-covered cardboard box not far from the city's main open sewer. Don't wait. Call JobQuest International and learn about the benefits of outsourcing yourself to a third world country today.
The Squeal tells you it's Pig Radio, KPIG 107.5 FM Freedom, and KPYG 94.9 FM Cayucas, California. And it's 8 o'clock. Time for his morning commentary. So here now is Travis T. Hip.
Okay, before we examine the problem, let's redefine what's going on. The violence of the young in Britain and elsewhere around the world at this point is all a common factor. The Arab summer is the British terror problems. Violence is an outlet, if you will, for an entire generational frustration that has come about because a system as presently practiced in this modern world does no longer function. We live in the tail end of the Industrial Age. The Industrial Age was built on the sweat and blood of workers. And you needed lots of workers to make all of the things that were being made and done. Well, that age is rapidly fading. Most of the workers in a major factory today are supervising machines which are doing the actual work, whether it's computer-driven machine tooling of steel and metal, or it is the overall function of production that has reduced the number of laborers necessary to produce a product by probably 40 to 60%. That means that those jobs aren't there. It's not like they got shipped someplace and they're coming back. They are gone. They have gone to places where there are no jobs at all, and so people are damn glad to get $2 a day. We can't compete with that in the modern world, so we wind up with massive unemployment and the expectation on the part of young people growing today into adulthood is that they're not going to find a job, that the overall pattern of work for a living to get the money to be able to pay for shelter, food, etc., all of that is based on the idea that there's a job for everyone out there, or at least a job for each family. It ain't working out that way anymore. And as a result, you have large numbers of idle youth sitting around, many cases, particularly in the Arab nations like Egypt, overeducated. They've been in the university system to avoid having to go to work because there isn't any work to go to for so long that they are now intellectualized, unemployed youth. That's trouble. In Britain in particular, the tradition has been to retribalize, and considering the diversity of populations resulting from their empire, it has resulted in entire sections of London or any other major town divided into the Muslim community, the Caribbean community, the African community, and within those even lesser divisions until you're practically in a neo-tribal society. And neo-tribalism breeds gangs, and gangs are what usually wind up affecting these vandal breakouts as they're having in Britain today. The British, in fact, are asking for American police agency help in figuring out what to do about gangs as if gangs were the problem. The problem is a society which gives a large number of young people nothing to do of more interest than joining a gang. And that is the dealing that we have to make with it. For reference on how the British look at this, I would recommend two books, The Clockwork Orange and Only Lovers Left Alive. Both of those, if explored in the past, this was, I guess, the late 60s, early 70s, the attitude of British youth toward the failing of its society. Interesting work in case you're planning to travel. And that's enough things for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
Must be mighty clear.